Welcome to Talking Comics. We've got Alex Steffen with us. Before we jump in your comic, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I am Alex Steffen. I am a 22-year-old comic writer, author, and illustrator from Cincinnati, Ohio. Originally from Indy, but I'm out here in Cincy. I just made a short 24-page comic issue called Everyone's Carl. It's about a guy who ends up in a world where everyone is himself. It's super wacky and ridiculous, and the graphic novel should be coming out. It's going to be available for pre-order in like 2 weeks, which is super cool. Yeah.
So probably around the time this episode airs, it'll be available. Where are you going to sell it for pre-order?
Pre-order is available on steffenworks.com. That's where I got an online shop, and then I'm doing Indianapolis Comic Con in June, and I'm currently a senior at the Art Academy of Cincinnati, and I have a senior show where books are going to be sold, and it's a super cool show. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Very cool. So you're doing a full graphic novel. How many pages?
Yes. It is 80 pages. So 80 not pages. Super, super. Yeah.
Where? You have the book, Everybody's Carl. Is this just like a pre to the novel, or how does this tie in?
So it's the first 24 pages of the graphic novel. So it's kind of like a teaser for what is to come next. It starts with Carl in very simple, basic home world, and he ends up by the end of the book, he ends up in a world where everyone is himself. And the rest of the book, the 60 pages that follow, are him navigating through that space.
Very cool. Very cool. So have you sold this yet, or is this just the handout at the moment?
So I sold around 100 copies of that.
Sweet.
I did Cincinnati Comic Con, and I have an online shop that people can buy things through, but kind of just like word of mouth situation, like, hey, I have a book, that type of situation. But yeah, doing pretty, it sold quite a bit for at least my first time. But it's been a super, really crazy, fun experience.
How long has this been available?
Yeah, it's been available since October 2025. And that's when the first issue, the issue that you have the variant cover issue that I released separately, is kind of like a little like fun. It's still the same book, but just fun, different cover that people can like enjoy. I had another market that I did where I released the cover. So there's only actually like, I think 20 copies of that book that you have over there. Yeah.
You should have signed it.
I know.
I give people crap all the time. If you're going to send me something, it better be signed. No,
I know. When I sent it out originally, I was sending out orders because I just released another book on my website called Valedictorian, which is about a speedster that only uses his powers to get better grades. Also kind of like same kind of ridiculous flow that I got going on, but I was shipping out a ton of different stuff. And so I just completely spaced. I had it written down too that I was going to sign it, and I did it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I'll actually be going through Cincy in a couple weeks. It's funny.
Awesome.
I'll be going through, headed to Michigan to get my comic book printed. So, but I noticed I'll be going right through Cincinnati because I'll be actually be going. I'm in North Carolina. That's where I live. But I have to go to D.C. for a couple days for work. And I'm leaving from D.C. going to Michigan. And I'll be going right through Cincinnati. So I'm looking forward to stopping and getting some Skyline chili for lunch one day.
Absolutely. Skyline is the bomb. Skyline is so
I
good.
love it.
Love Skyline.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I only love it because I don't have one, near me. So if I had it near me every day, I'd probably get tired of it. But I actually have cans from the last time I was at Skyline over last summer, and I made some Skyline chili dip for Super Bowl. So
I love
I
some good
love
Super
it.
Bowl dip.
Right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Any excuse to get some Skyline chili. So you
Yeah.
say you're in art school?
Yes, yeah. I'm at the Art Academy of Cincinnati right now.
What made you do that?
So I've always been interested in art. I grew up around a lot of authors. People who create like novels, short stories, a lot of situations like that. So I grew up writing and I was good at art and I wasn't too good at anything else. So I was they gave me a pretty solid scholarship based off my high school portfolio, and I was just decided in that moment to go with it. And now here we are 4 years later. And I'm wrapping up my last semester.
That's awesome. What's your plan after college?
Yeah, I have my plan. I want to establish my own comic book company and do the con circuit, get as ingrained into the Cincy community with comics as I can. I just got commissioned to do another book. I did a children's book over the summer that was a pretty fun experience, but at the same time it was kind of one of those things where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this forever, but comics definitely, doing the circuits, doing meeting people, selling books in person. I love it. I'm addicted to it. It's my favorite thing ever.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's something we're gonna start doing too, this summer. Well, actually next month. I'm getting my comic printed in 2 weeks from today. And then we're gonna start doing at least 1 to 2 shows a month for the next few months.
That's
All
so
over the
awesome.
place. Yeah, I'll be
Yeah.
from Michigan, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Connecticut. Maybe South Carolina. We're gonna be all over the place. But
Dang, that's awesome. That's really great.
we're going for the
Yeah.
podcast and the comic, so it'll be like a dual role, dual booth, right? Advertise
Yeah.
podcast, advertise, and sell, have the comic for sale as well with us. The first comic is pretty much, it's really linked to the podcast. It's got a lot of people's covers, like people that I've interviewed, their covers are in my book because part of it's set inside a comic shop. And some, just some cool thing, tie-ins to the podcast and the community. So
Yeah.
it's
Oh,
going to be a
that's
pretty cool
awesome.
experience,
That's
I
really
think.
great. Yeah, absolutely. Like doing this, like getting out there, you have a really great brand as well that I really, really like. And
Thank you.
I mean, it's so fun. It's so fun. And yeah.
We do. We've been having a lot of fun with it. It's been a lot of work, but we have a lot of fun. Doing up two podcasts a week, 2 to 3 a week I record,
Yeah. Wow.
and then releasing at least 2 a week, and then a reel a day at least. So it's a lot of work. But go
Yeah,
into
no,
like
absolutely.
how did you market your first this book? Everybody's Carl. Everyone's Carl.
Yeah,
How did you?
so what I the way that it worked for me, that I don't know if a lot of people, I this was just the way that I was like led towards it. And the essentially what I did was I created a Kickstarter campaign initially before the book came out, and marketed that Kickstarter over the course of like 30 to 45 days, and I got full funding for it. And after that happened, then it was just came down to printing the book and then getting into the spaces where I could be like, hey, look at this thing that I have. Look at this thing. It's special to me. And I think because it's my first book, a lot of people were who I've met over the years and I'm friends with were like, I want to get a copy and order one. And I think having the website up where it was just a quick way for people to access it locally was huge game changer.
Yeah. There you go. So between Kickstarter and how much did you ask for on your Kickstarter?
I originally, for just the first issue, I asked for 600 and it ended at around 1200, which actually, like, there was a lot of, it's actually helping fund the graphic novel.
Graphic novel, right?
I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited.
Are you going to launch the graphic novel on Kickstarter?
I have the funds to get it fully printed.
Sweet.
Which I'm super like thankful and excited about. But I'm going to, that's just the model that I'm going to use for, like, it worked really well for issue one in the graphic novel. And hopefully when I finish writing this next one, it'll help fund the next one, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to go for. I'm coming out of pocket for this first one. I am going to run a Kickstarter next month. But like I'm only going to ask for like $500 or something. I think it's going to set the goal because I'm going to have it fully printed in my hands with, you know, I'm doing six covers, a cover and then five variant covers.
Cool. Okay.
But I'm going to get it printed, like I said, in 2 weeks, and then I'll have all of them in my hand, you know, ready to go. And then I'll hit launch on the Kickstarter and then see what happens and then have them for shows and stuff like that. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So how did you get into doing artwork? When did that start?
Oh, so growing up there, it was kind of something that I fell into as a result of my grandma's. Both my grandmas are artists, not anything like known or like in galleries or anything like that, but they're both painters. And they grew, when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time around both my grandmas, and it just kind of resulted in me really enjoying something, I think, for the first time. And then that kind of really spiraled into whatever this is.
Now, how do you do your artwork? Is it all digital or?
I do a combination of digital and traditional. I think that traditional is a really lost art right now, with like, because anyone can use Procreate or Illustrate, just digital. A lot of things are digital. And I think that there's a really important with keeping the sketches physical, because there's some line weight there that I really enjoy and it's really crispy. You know, but yeah, I do a lot of sketch work, and then that translates into the rough sketches for the pages that I do digitally. And then I color, I do all the color work with, in like Adobe Illustrator. Yeah. So digital, physical, little mix of both. I'm trying to make it more.
Little mix of all of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to make go more traditional. Especially with, like, I keep getting so many TikTok videos about like inking tutorials, and they're all doing it by hand and it looks so delicious. And I'm like, oh, why can't that be me? But it will be
With practice, right? I'm struggling. I want to do artwork so bad, but I'm not good at it. I'm trying. It's just trying a little digital, a little physical. I can sketch a little bit, but nowhere near good enough to like do a full comic book, right? That's my goal eventually. Is I wrote the first one, hired an artist, and I'm doing another one. But same thing, hired an artist. I'm in the middle of the script, writing the script. But yeah, I'm not there yet. I did a little test the other day because I have an idea of a Western too for probably the third or fourth book. And I did a little test of what I thought I want the cover to be, and it didn't come out too well. So I got some work to do.
Yeah. I mean, when I figured out, because I originally was throughout high school, they like, you don't really get taught comic art or
not at all base level
illustration. So I went into it as a fine artist. I did a lot of colored pencil and painting, acrylic paintings. And when I got here, it just switched up. It's about how you practice and like compositioning. I read a lot of books.
Really?
And that helped a lot. Yeah. What was it? Understanding Comics by Scott McCloud was just huge for me getting started into like how to panel and how to draw cartoons in a way that looked like my cartoons and not just someone else's, if that makes sense. But yeah.
What was the number one thing you took away from that book?
Oh, Understanding Comics. Scott McCloud is a genius. Scott McCloud is incredible. I'm trying to remember. He talks about creating character relatability and describes it like you're creating this character that people are putting themselves into. And the relatability isn't necessarily coming from the way that you're drawing it, but just from the fact that it's drawn, if that's explained well. I wish I had the quote off the top of my head, but he does a lot of stuff with visual relatability, and just how to get people to engage with your stuff was really helpful.
Very cool. I'll have to check that one out. I haven't looked at that one.
Yeah.
I got to go to an art class too. That's on my list. Finding a art class to go to. Whether it's traditional, like whatever it is, just something to get back into it. I did a lot of art in high school, but that was a long time ago. So it was a little bit more than 4 years ago for me. So
it's okay.
So you've done some other writing too, right? You started really as a writer. How did you get started writing?
I met my mentor, my writing mentor. He was my seventh grade substitute teacher. And I figured out that he wrote some stuff for video games. And I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of or seen in my life. And he created a creative writing club. From there, I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Obviously, like, I'm kind of doing that with the comics, but it's much different.
For sure.
Yeah. Initially, it was that love of video games, and he was really in the horror scene at the time. Just creating silly stories on composition notebooks for a couple of years, and then it became kind of a little bit of a thing. It was pretty great.
So how'd you get the idea of Everyone's Carl?
Yeah. Everyone's Carl came from my experience with existential dread. I'm about ready to leave this kind of bubble of a school that I've been at for 4 years that has been very helpful. But at the same time, like, I'm going into a field that is like getting annihilated by AI and a bunch of other like really like gnarly things keep happening to art like every other day. But the book was created to process that through the main character, Carl, who feels very small and in his own world. And I put him in a world where he is both like the literal genetic blueprint for everyone around him, but he's still just as small as he was before. And so it was kind of using the way that he navigated through that crazy situation to help through the very real navigation of the stuff that I was going through at the time with existential dread and just like the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Yeah. Life is scary, especially as a 22-year-old.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I have a 24-year-old daughter who's, you know, yeah, she hates, she's like, can we go back to being like, you know, 11 or 12 again?
I know. I think about that like once a week. I keep being like, I was so blessed to have like no responsibility at all. And now it's like all I think about every single day. But it's a blessing that I get to go after this thing that I really wanted to do for a long time. But at the same time, it is like equally terrifying. And so, yeah, that's where the idea for Everyone's Carl came from initially.
Well, that's awesome. All right. What's one piece of advice you'd give aspiring creators?
Oh, that's a great question. I got this advice when I was first wanting to do comics. I was, it was like my freshman year, and I met a really, John Jennings. He's a really great comic book artist and author, super cool guy. And I was like, how do you do so many comics? How do you get so much done in a year? Like all these like great, cause he had just created, the Parable of the Sower and the Parable of Talents for, to really like expansive, incredible graphic novels. And they came out at around like similar time periods. So I was like, how do you do that? And he was like, just do the thing. Just do the thing that you want to do. You keep talking about wanting to make comics, but you're not making the comics. So just do it. Just do the thing. Do the thing would be my advice.
Just keep working.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see so many underclassmen, at least at this school, and people that I've talked to that are getting so much in their own head with like they're literally like locking themselves in their own stories. And it can take like years off your life, you know? You're like you're wanting to get this thing done. And it's just all you think about. So just get it started. Do it in whatever fashion that looks like.
Yep. I love that. That's a very similar answer I get a lot, you know, but it's true. You just have to do it. You have to, you know, I don't think I'm that good of a writer. But here I am, and I have a comic coming out in a couple weeks. Yeah. So, you know, it's crazy.
Absolutely.
Imposter syndrome at its best.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said about trying your best and being okay with that no matter. Because, like, good is so, so subjective, especially now with how many, at least in the comic scene, how many, like the sheer amount of comics that are coming out all the time. It's just like, it's everywhere. So I think that's kind of like, it's just trying your best is the most important part, the most important thing.
That's very true. Very true. Well, cool. So I got a few more fun questions, but tell us where we can get your books again.
Yes. Follow me on my socials at alex.stefan.works. That is on TikTok and Instagram. Those are the main two that I'm on. And stefanworks.com if you want to buy a copy of Everyone's Carl or Valedictorian, which just came out. The graphic novel should be available for pre-order the 25th. Yeah, that's where you can get
and
my
Valedictorian
stuff.
Valedictorian is a comic or a...
Yeah, it's a comic.
It is a comic too? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. It's, I think I already talked about it earlier.
Yeah, but, I couldn't remember if it, because you talked about doing some other writing as well.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Because do you have any like novels or anything like that you're working on, or you're sticking strict to comics?
I created a lot of manuscripts. I write for myself a lot. When I get bored or like I'll write ideas or concepts of things, but I wrote a few manuscripts way back in high school, freshman year of college that I've been holding on to that are slowly making their way into comics and comic books.
There you
go. So watch
go.
Out for those in the future. Yeah.
That's cool. I've never been a writer. I never liked writing. I always hated it. It was my worst class in school. But here I am, and I wrote a comic book. And now I can't stop, like, thinking about writing. It's crazy. Like,
absolutely.
I have, like, four scripts in my head going at one time. It's insane.
Fully get it.
But that's okay.
Hopefully,
I can get by book four or five, I can get good enough to draw my own comic. We'll see. Probably not, which is fine because I enjoy working. I enjoy working with artists too. I've gotten extremely lucky. My artist for the first one, Mike Elgier from Dork Art Studios, has been amazing. And he's got me hooked up to another person that's going to work on book two. So we're rocking and rolling. They're just waiting on my script.
That's amazing.
It's staring at me over there.
Yeah. Hey, I get that. Oh my gosh. I met with a writer the other day just to like talk shop for a little bit. And they put it so well. They were like, when you have like a script or something like that, no matter where you are, like in the world, it's always just there. You know, and until it's done, it's always just going to be like lurking in the background.
Lurking. And that's exactly.
When's
the Cincinnati Comic Con?
The Cincinnati Comic Con was in October. The Indiana Comic Con is June 5th through the 8th.
Okay. Indy's in June. Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to check that one out. Actually, I think somebody else told me about that one too. I need to check that out. I might run up there for that one.
You should totally do that.
I should. I should try to get a booth. But Cincy is in October, huh? I might check that one out too. I might run up
for that
one.
Yeah, Cincy's in October. They do like this. They call it the Comic Expo instead of Comic Con because it was originally a con and they changed it up. But yeah, it's a smaller space, but it's like,
I don't care.
Really wonderful. Really? Yeah. Right. No, it's really wonderful. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Doesn't faze me.
I just want to meet people and introduce them to the podcast and, you know, go from there. All right, cool. Well, I have some fun questions. Who was your first favorite comic book character or superhero?
Oh, okay. I love Dr. Manhattan, but I don't think that was my first. I think my first, I mean, it's got to be Spider-Man. It's got to be okay. Spider-Man. I grew
Dr.
up.
Dr. Manhattan's really yeah. good.
I know. That was
so good.
That was like
I'm
the
still
first
kicking
book
myself from not buying that book the other day. I found like the 6x9 Watchmen version for like $10 and I didn't buy it. I'm an idiot.
Dude.
Anyway.
Dude.
I'll find it again.
I would think about that. Yeah, I would think about that.
Yeah, I need to rethink years. My life.
Yeah. Oh, my
I mean,
God.
It's brand new. It just came out, but it's the new reprint, 6x9 reprints that DC's
yeah,
doing.
No, yeah.
I know what you're, for it, $10
they look incredible yeah. yeah they look so good.
I've bought my daughter a couple of the Harley ones, but I saw it and I picked it up and I was even flipping through it because yeah. I haven't read the comic. I've seen the movie 1,000 times. I might watch it again tonight. It's that good,
the comic.
But I was flipping through it just to see some of the scenes from the movie and it was so good. Mm-hmm. I've got to pick
the,
it up. I'm a huge Thor fan.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
So I have a lot of Thor stuff and I'm on this journey here of reading. I'm reading all the Thor starting at the beginning, going all the way through, and I'm on 149. I think I'm going to read tonight. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly. It started at, you know, Journey into Mystery 83.
Yeah.
And then I've been reading one a day. I actually read I read issue 101 on January 1st. So I've been, you know, basically I'm 40, however
awesome.
Many days. Let's see. I read 148 last night. So I'll read 149 tonight. So that means it's day 49 of the year. So, so yeah, I'm working on going all the way through that. And when I finish that book, the next one, oh God, my Odin just fell, but I got the volume 3 omnibus coming up next.
Wow. That's incredible. Oh, and I see you got Mjolnir back there. That's incredible.
Yeah, the Lego Mjolnir.
Yeah. Odin.
I just got this Thor statue right here. I just put
it
out
I see
a little
that.
While
That's
ago.
Metal. Oh my gosh. So,
I'm a Thor fan. Other side of the room is like Harley Quinn, so that's my daughter's side of the room, and then
absolutely.
Just some of my favorite comics up there. So
yeah,
it's been pretty
awesome.
Cool. All right, the next one is: do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
I grew up going to the library, and so I got a ton of random issues. So there was probably like, I don't remember I remember the first time I was blown away by a comic, and that was the Watchmen graphic novel. When I read that, it blew my mind.
How old were you when you read that?
I'm not saying that on this show. I'm not saying that on this show. Way too young.
Way too young to be reading.
Sure. Yep.
Hey, it's all right. My daughter's my youngest daughter's 11, the one I do the show with, and I let her read Harley Quinn and all that, so it's fine. She's reading, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how old you were. I was joking, but because I would let my kid read it right now if she wanted to, just because she now loves to read, where 2 years ago, it was a you know, struggle to get her to read.
Absolutely.
Right? And we discovered she discovered comics, and I got to rediscover comics now that she's into it. And it's, you know, it's been a great experience. So, what's your favorite current series? Do you have a current series that you read?
I have two. Okay. Absolute Martian Manhunter. I just picked up the first 6 issues of that. I got the volume 1, and it's amazing. It's so good. The art is gorgeous, and it's so good. It's so good.
I read the first volume too, as well.
Yeah.
It was so good. Anything else, or is that it?
I read recently I'm trying to remember the title. It's a Chris Ware book that a friend suggested to me. He does this really, he writes and illustrates his stuff, and he does this like these crazy setups, but I can't remember the name for the life of me right now. But it'll pop in
Sure.
while we're talking and
Sure.
just, yeah. But yeah.
If you could live in any comic book universe, which would it be?
Comic book universe, like just as a normal person, or
Well, the next question is what superpower would you want to have? So I'll let you have your superpower. You can answer both. You can pick a superpower and live in a universe.
I know which ones I wouldn't want to live in.
Right?
I would not want to live in the Invincible universe. Everybody's always dying in that. I would not, Mark, yeah. Probably like, I want something fun. I want something fun. I would, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I feel like is relatively like normal,
Pretty
but I
much,
want to
yeah.
like, yeah, I want to,
Ninja
I feel like
Turtles,
it'd be
it's
like,
almost like they pulled Ninja Turtles into our world. Like, I feel like
yes.
turtles could live in our world. No problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, fully. So I think I would go with that just because, like, it's normal enough and I get to
Yeah.
possibly see a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which would be crazy.
Right?
But yeah. And then
Can't
superpower.
wait to read that too.
I fully get it. I'll catch myself when I'm like talking about comics with my friends, being like, dang, I need to pick that one up. I
Right?
need that one. But yeah. For superpower, though, I think I'm gonna have to go super speed. I love it. I grew up watching the CW, The Flash, before I got super into reading the comics and found out how evil Eobard Thawne was. But yeah, I probably super speed for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So which character would you want as, and it could be any character. Doesn't have to be a sidekick. But which character would you want as your personal sidekick?
Personal sidekick? I mean, like, I'm gonna have to, like, Spider-Man is just so cool. I feel like he'd be a chill dude. I feel like he'd be such a fun guy to just talk to, you know,
Right?
and just have it. 'Cause, like, if I have a sidekick who's following me around 24/7, I don't want them to be like Dr. Manhattan, 'cause that would scare me so
Right?
bad. But I think, yeah, Spidey's chill. Spidey's great. And he can, like, yeah, you can go anywhere and web sling there. Yeah, maybe Superman too. Oh, he'd be sweet. He'd be a nice guy. One of those two. One of those two for
There you
sure.
go. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. The last one is, if your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
Oh.
My guess is everyone's Carl.
Yeah, I thought about saying that. I think that's perfect. I think that's perfect. Everyone's Carl right now. But a lot of
Yeah,
the
for right
books that I
now.
make are, yeah. Everyone's Carl.
Well, I mean, it
Everyone's
says
out.
you said that you talked about how your life is very similar to that, right? In the art, in the coming into the w real world here in a few months,
Yeah,
and you're in your
absolutely.
last semester of college. It's a scary time.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You have a
But
plan, and
it's, I
you have
do.
a, you know, you have ambition and you have initiative to, you know, you created a book, you're create two books. You've
Yeah.
created a graphic
Yeah.
novel. You're getting there. You know, you're, what's your day job?
Day job right now, I have two. I am a tutor at my school, and over the summer I run my own swim lesson business that
Perfect. You're going places.
I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way.
There's
It's
nothing
awesome.
better than working for yourself. I worked for myself
Yes.
for from 2008 to 2018-ish, I worked for myself. About 10 years. It was amazing. I was broke, but it was amazing.
It's great. Yeah.
I'm working my way towards that again, like getting back to working, you know, with the podcast and the comics and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to be doing full time. And within a couple of years, I'm going to be doing this full time and myself and not working for somebody else. So,
yeah.
But no, man, it sounds awesome. You've got some plans. You're working hard. You're making it. You're getting there. I can't wait to run into you at a convention.
Absolutely.
Cincy or Indy or wherever we're hanging out. But, you know, hopefully we'll spot each other or you'll see my booth or I'll see your booth and we'll be able to hang out in person. But good luck with the book. I'll put all the links in the descriptions and all that
for
your
so
website
much.
And all that. And we'll go from there. But good luck with everything. And thanks for being a guest on Talking Comics.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. This was a really fun experience. This was really great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do. Glad. I hope I see you at like an indie con.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pam Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free peer view of The Chronicles of Panel P by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.